We've got Nikki Nash and Erica Smith. And good morning to you both.
Good morning.
Good morning.
Welcome Erica, in. You are the operations manager for the symphony. Mm-hmm. And Nikki, you are the chair for the gala. But you said it's co-chairs for the gala.
Absolutely.
Okay.
Yes. So Erica and I love a party, and we love to plan one together.
Yes.
So this is our fifth Overture gala that we have done, and I think this is the one we're most excited about mm-hmm. because, y'all, this is the best theme you have ever heard of. So the Overture gala is going to be Thursday, March 19th. It's from 6 to 9 p.m. at the Gathering Space, downtown Rock Hill. And our theme is Palm Royale.
We are
ready for a bold night. Put on your bold prints. Think pinks and greens mm-hmm. and palm trees. And we are going to transport everyone to Palm Beach. very chic cocktail soiree. We cannot wait.
Yeah. We are excited.
Is this like Miami Vice kind of era? Can you do that a little bit? Or is that too 80s? Or is that popular again?
I think we will see all kinds okay. of things from the questions mm-hmm. people are asking. I think everybody's very,
we
very
need to get
excited.
Those storyboards up pretty quick.
But we will. Yeah. Stay tuned. We'll have some little vision boards and storyboards to kind of help you plan your outfit for the evening. Mm. But think crafted cocktails from counter. We're so excited about, you know, they always have a fantastic mm-hmm. menu, and it will be a unique, fun experience. We can't wait. Of course, there will be music from Rock Hill Symphony musicians. We can't do it without that. And y'all, you need to get your tickets now because tickets are $75 at rhsymphony.org. So mm-hmm. go ahead and get those because our tables are already sold out. And if you'd like to sponsor, I think we can still figure out some sponsorships available
always.
For
you. You always can figure that out.
Absolutely. We can figure out the perfect sponsorship available for you, no problem at all. But you better go ahead and get the tickets because it's going to sell out. Mm-hmm.
So $75, that's a really good deal because not only do you get the experience and the fun and everything, you kind of get like a mini concert with the musicians that are magicians.
Not magicians. Wrong party.
Maybe next year.
That's the 10-year-old birthday party I'm going to this weekend.
That's the biggest showman.
Musicians, yes. But maybe add that one to the theme for the years to come. But you kind of get like a mini concert because we've been at events where the members of the Rock Hill Symphony Orchestra have been there. And they don't play like one song and that's it. They play several songs. So you kind of get a mini concert with it for $75. It's pretty good in our eyes.
It is a great bargain. Yeah. Exactly. Mm-hmm. Thank you, Lucas. It really is. And speaking of concerts, we're also going to have a live and silent auction. And the details on these are coming in, y'all, and they are great as well. As a matter of fact, we have a concert. Ed Sheeran, I believe, tickets are going to be available, as well as we've got Panthers, we've got Charlotte football, we've got Hornets, we've got experiences, we've got curated dinner parties. We've got everything you can imagine on these lists. And, of course, amazing artwork. We have some of the greatest artists in Rock Hill for sure. So you'll see a little bit of everything. So come ready to spend some money, too. All the money you saved on the tickets, you can spend on the auction.
That's right. Erica, tell us what this money goes for to help the symphony.
This is our biggest fundraiser of the season. And really, it just helps, you know, keep the music on, keep it on stage. And, you know, we try to have a really nice, diverse program. Things for everybody, you know, Masterworks concerts, pop concerts. We try to do, you know, ensembles in the community and at, you know, Come See Me in Christmasville. So it's just going to support the music.
And you go into the schools, which I've also witnessed that. And that's huge because sometimes, to be honest with you, that might be the first time that students, young people, elementary school specifically, have been introduced to symphony orchestra music. You're now in your 8th season. Look at that.
I mean, and we will be announcing our 9th season at the gala. So.
Okay, great.
Another reason. So you get fun, drinks, a mini concert, and you get to be on a VIP first to know about the 9th season.
Absolutely.
Sign us all up. It's on Thursday, March the 19th. This is the big gala for the Rock Hill Symphony Orchestra, a great organization here in our backyard at the Gathering Space from 6 to 9, $75 a ticket. And again, if you're involved in sponsorship or you want to do sponsors, you can reach out to these ladies. They will find a way to make it happen. And believe you me, we have been to many parties where these ladies have been involved and you're going to be treated to a good time and then some. There's always something up their sleeves. Congratulations again on a successful season 8 with the Rock Hill Symphony Orchestra. Congratulations again on this gala. Break out your best Palm Beach garb and wear and have a lot of fun.
Garb.
You like that?
More like caftans, you know, like fancy muumuus. That's how.
Okay, so what do guys wear then? What do we wear? A shirtless, like a not a shirtless.
Well, that's an option.
No.
think you should wear a shirt.
You should. Thank you.
Thank you, Nikki.
Thank you. Because knowing me, I'd show up with just like a little bow tie on, like a Chippendales dancer. But you can guys can wear a button-up shirt, but nothing underneath it in a nice sport coat, right?
Right.
Sure.
Yeah.
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 Absolutely right.
Yeah. Bright and gray.
Yeah. Maybe
pink.
A floral shirt. Yeah. Maybe some pinks and greens. Maybe a floral tie.
Got it. Okay.
Something fun. Yeah.
Just wear a shirt and pants, please.
Yeah, please. Please wear your pants.
Not that kind of party.
Not optional.
Not optional.
No.